Welcome to the Rocca Farnese in Valentano. You are in front of one of the most imposing and fascinating symbols of the village. The Rocca Farnese dominates Valentano with its severe elegance and its glorious past. Born as a medieval fortification, it was transformed into a noble residence by the Farnese family, one of the most powerful families of the Italian Renaissance. Between the 16th and 17th centuries, the Rocca was at the center of the political and cultural life of the area, frequented by nobles, artists and intellectuals. Today, after careful restoration, it is home to the Museum of Prehistory of Tusa and the Rocca Farnese, a true treasure for those who want to discover the deep roots of this territory. The museum tells the ancient history of Alta Tusa, with finds dating back to the Paleolithic to the Iron Age, then moving on to the Middle Ages and the Renaissance. Each room is a dive into time, whose numerous and sometimes unique finds give voice to forgotten peoples and stories. But the Rocca is not just history, it is also architectural beauty. One of the most important spaces, the romantic heart of the building, is the suggestive Cortile di Amore, created to celebrate the wedding between Angelo Farnese and Lella Orsini in 1488. This harmonious and intimate interior space owes its name to the elegant loggias, the decorations of the capitals and the intimate atmosphere that evoke a time of noble courts and loves. A perfect corner to stop and let yourself be enveloped by the charm of the past. Also of notable interest is the external loggia, consisting of 11 arches, created by order of Alessandro Farnese, the future Pope Paul III. Visiting the Rocca Farnese is much more than observing a building, it is experiencing a living page of history, art and memory. If you want to continue your walk through history and beauty, you can visit the Church of San Giovanni Apostolo ed Evangelista, right in front of the Rocca Farnese. Suite.